My name is Marilyn Harder, and I'm from Fort Dodge, and my husband donated his body. He was in education all of his life as a career and thought that this was a perfect way to continue educating people.
The Harders were among dozens of families honored at DMU. Since the mid-50s, more than 2,100 donors have provided tomorrow's doctors with hands-on experience in studying human anatomy. This year, their reverence for that generous gift was expressed in a moving performance by a new vocal group of student doctors. Standing in their clinical white coats, a dozen medical students soothe the audience through the holistic power of music.
We are the DMU a cappella group.
Chicago student James Hallgrimson is choir director.
I think it's therapeutic for the families for doing this, but it really is helpful for the students too, because a lot of time, like this was the first time I've ever seen a dead body, you know, when you walk in there. And it helps a lot, you know, you're sort of grieving yourself.
It's strange coming to the ceremony after having completed anatomy in the fall, and just really reminds us of what the sacrifice that these families have made.
First-year student Catherine Schell from Cascade sang in church and at weddings and will take over the choir next year.
I know I was affected while I was singing, and just we're singing to them, and we're just very, very grateful.
Sean Weber and Amy Doherty are both first-year students.
Really, the donors are invaluable, you know. I mean, you can look at a picture of a lung in a book, but when you see it in real life, it's just something completely different. Without them, it's really an amazing thing.
They kind of added the soul to medicine. Like, you're not just looking at it in a book. This is an actual person. Like, to the ceremony, it wasn't just a lot of people speaking. We got to, you know, sing to them and saying thank you that way.
Terry Branstad is president of Des Moines University.
These kids are very talented, and they're a very caring group of people. And so the students came up with the idea that they wanted to have a choir. Shows that in addition to being medical students, they have other talents as well.
The family members gave the choir rave reviews. Loretta Moon came to represent her father, Clifford.
First of all, it was just beautiful and very emotional, and to have an outlet so that they can relax and enjoy their arts is very wonderful.
Another family came from Eagle Grove to honor James Tillian.
Oh, I know, I thought that was great.
It reminded me of my grandfather because it was such a selfless gift.
I just was thrilled. Maybe that's emotional, but you know, it didn't cause me to have tears, but to feel glad that we followed my father's wishes.
In their first performance before such a demanding audience, the young students were just as nervous about singing as they were when their doctor-donor relationship began in the classroom. At Des Moines University, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.